why didn't you say something sooner? And so that seems to be it with God, you know. Why didn't you say something sooner? Why did you run around all day long feeling like a loser and not talk to me so I could remind you who I am? And I know why we don't talk to God, because it is easier to turn to something that we can see for immediate relief than it is to trust in a Father that we can't see so that he builds our faith. And that's the thing. You can't just talk to God when you come here on Sunday. You really can't just listen to a sermon a week, or God forbid you just listen to clips. I mean, some people won't even do the full sermon, just a clip, okay? That's not gonna cut it. When you really start facing the challenges of life, clips won't cut it. Cliches won't cut it. Little thank you, Lord, help me as I go today and bless me along my way, and you know, a little prayer over dinner is not going to cut it. I'm not saying God will not love you, but you're just not going to feel his love. You're not going to know it's there. And you're going to turn to things that will work for you for a little while, but they will not sustain you. I just want to talk to you about this before we get into the direct passage that we read, because I have to constantly talk with God. And the Lord was telling me pretty clearly before I came out today, you don't talk to him enough. You don't talk to him enough. And when you stop talking with God, the enemy starts working on you. When you stop coming to him, I mean, in just that moment by moment way, it's great to come to church. Trust me, I have a lot invested in this. But, you know, imagine if we were... imagine if we were sitting together in the morning and you saw me going. And you let it go for a little while, but finally you get up the courage to ask, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, I'm getting my breathing in. See, because the average human takes 20,000 breaths a day. So I don't really want to be bothered with breathing later in the day because I'm real busy later today. I'm gonna just get all 20,000 in right now. I don't think it works like that. But we think worship works like that. Three songs, 3 days later, you're gonna be defeated. And I love the language of Isaiah, because listen, he's talking to a king, a good king, Hezekiah. He's a good king. And Israel had a lot of bad kings. Hezekiah was not one of them. He had a great heart. The Bible says that his heart was turned to the Lord. It was committed to the Lord. But just because you're a good king doesn't mean that you don't do dumb things. Just because you're a good parent, a good spouse, good person, doesn't mean you don't do dumb things. Hezekiah did something really dumb. I'll tell you what he did. He made an alliance with the king of Egypt because he was being attacked by the Assyrians. Now, the Assyrians were fierce, so much so that when they went to attack the northern kingdom of Israel, they wiped them out, laid siege on the city. And Hezekiah, after seeing that, decides, I need some help, so I'll go to Pharaoh. Pharaoh rings a bell for a lot of us who come to church, because we remember hundreds of years earlier when Pharaoh was in charge of Egypt. That wasn't his name, that was his title. Pharaoh was the one who fed the children of Israel for a little while. And then something happened where they became enslaved in the system that they had escaped to. You remember that? Now this is a different Pharaoh. This is several centuries later. But there is something in this moment of attack that causes Hezekiah to make an unwise alliance. Lean in. When you're under attack, you make unwise alliances. And when you feel tired, when you feel tested, when you feel like you're in trouble, what do you turn to? Just think about that for a moment. What do you turn to? What do you turn to when you're tired? when you're tested, when you're in trouble, what do you turn to? Now, I see a lot of people that'll go through something in life and it'll get so bad, so out of control, so unmanageable, that at the end of asking every other person that they can think of, what should I do? How should I do it? Can you help me? After going through everybody on their phone so many times that they start getting blocked. After all of that, they'll say, well, all we can do now is pray. Isn't that backwards? Like, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The scripture says in Hebrews 11:3 that by faith we understand that everything which was visible was made by something that was invisible, the Word of God. That the Word of God created the world and framed the world so that everything you step into in your life is something that God spoke before you got to it. So everything I'm stepping into in this season of my life is something that God has already spoken. If he doesn't speak it, I can't step into it. If he didn't speak it, there would not be ground beneath my feet. If he didn't speak it, there wouldn't be a next step for me to take. If he didn't speak it, it wouldn't be here. So everything I'm stepping into, God has already spoken. Why would I speak to others about something that God spoke into existence before I spoke to the one who knows where my path leads? And in the text, Isaiah says something very powerful. He says that you will weep no more. And watch this. I love the time frame reference here, because this really gives me hope, because sometimes I need God quick. I need God quick. How many of you came here to church today and you need God to do something quick in your life? Something quick in your life. Because you don't always have time. I know, wait on the Lord. I know, be of good courage. I know he will strengthen your heart. But some things in your life you need God to do for you quickly. Well, this is your verse, all right? Get ready to shout. If you need God to do it and do it quick, watch this. How gracious he will be when you cry for help. This is verse 19. As soon as you get your act together. As soon as you clean up your act, as soon as you learn these seven principles from the Word of God, as soon as you memorize Isaiah 30, as soon as you go back and repair every relationship you screwed up, as soon as we get through this recession, as soon as you get married, as soon as you get kids, as soon, no, it said, as soon as he hears, he will help you. As soon, come quickly, Lord. You got to have those come quick prayers. Come quickly, Lord. Come quickly, Holy Spirit. Come quickly before I slip. Come quickly before I fall. Come quickly before I lose my mind. Come quickly before I lose my testimony. Come quickly before I relapse. Come quickly before I backslide. Come quickly before I go off. Come quick, Lord. I need you quick. Why did he go to Egypt for help when he knew the God of Elijah? It's because we reach for what's immediate, not always what's helpful. One of the attendants of the Assyrian army came out and said, you went to the king of Egypt? This is in 2 Kings, around chapter 19. He said, you went to that splintered staff? Everyone who leans on him gets pierced. This ain't gonna work. This isn't gonna work at all. Where do you turn when you're tired? Where do you turn when you're in trouble? And why don't you do it sooner? Why didn't I go to God? I know it's easier for us to go with what we can see. This is the challenge, to depend on an invisible God that you can't see when you're facing challenges that are so big that they are all that you can see. Come here, Ty. Come here. This is the one I told the story about a few months ago, but I need you to visualize it. And since he's here today, we're going to take our opportunity. He does so many things well. He's so gifted. He's so talented. Y'all see my fade every week? That's Fly Ty Jacobs. The one and only. The one and only. I always tell him in my chair everything I'm going to preach before I preach it. And then I preach none of it because God always changes it between Saturday and Sunday. But come here, because he was going to give somebody a haircut recently. You know, this is like crazy sponsorship, like right here, what I'm doing for you, right?
I love it.
Oh man, I'm telling you, you owe me like 7 free haircuts off of this. It's a lot of people that watch. But this will be worth it. This will be worth it for the illustration. He said, I went to cut somebody's hair the other day, and when I was going in, you know what I'm gonna tell him?
I know.
When I was going in, I got intimidated because their house was crazy. And I started thinking, first of all, about why they get this house and I don't get it. Because he's petty, so y'all pray for mine.
It's true.
Secondly, he said, it started to get in my head. I got distracted by how nice the house was. I started getting intimidated. And he said, but when I went in and I started doing what I do, what God gifted me to do, he said, it was amazing, because when I left, I got a text from everybody that was in the house that said, man, it changed our lives having you in our house today.
Yeah.
Did you make that up or is that true?
That's true.
He said, this is a true story, all right? I only have his word to go off of. He is an exaggerator, but I believe it. And I looked at him and I said, it sounds like you got so distracted by what you were walking into.
Yeah.
That you forgot what you were walking in with.
Yes.
Won't that preach?
Come on.
Isn't that like the children of Israel going into Canaan to spy out the land, carrying the promise of a covenant-keeping God, talking about the giants are big? What happened? They got so distracted by what they were walking into that they forgot the promise they were walking in with.
That's so good.
So when you remember, I'm done with you. So when you remember, I just wanted to use that illustration because I saw him there and it came to my heart. And I think it might be for somebody, because when you are not in constant communication with God, and I mean just throughout the day, God is, there I go, I get off track. God, there I go, I get off track. God, there I go, I get off track. You will be all the way through the whole bag of Fritos before you realize, oh, I need the Holy Spirit to fill me. Because these Fritos are filling me, but it doesn't feel very good now that they filled me. I'm not less stressed. I just got 3 more pounds to carry when I get off this couch. And now I don't feel like doing anything, and now I'm gonna take a nap, and now I'm gonna miss my job, and now I'm gonna get fired, and then my wife's gonna leave me. And everything fell apart because I ate Fritos. But what I'm saying is, listen to me. Say something sooner. Say something sooner. Catch yourself quicker. Instead of running to pills, say something to God. Instead of running to porn, say something to God. Instead of running to pessimism, say something to God. Instead of, watch this, crying out for help, because everybody has a different way they yell for help. Some people yell for help through anger. They're really not mad, they're scared. So they get angry. It's a way of saying, help me, I'm afraid, but I don't know how to ask for help. So I get angry because I'm yelling for help because I never learned how to ask for help. So if you would say something sooner, maybe it wouldn't get to this point. Maybe it wouldn't get this ridiculous. Maybe it wouldn't come to the point where you blow up. Maybe it wouldn't get to the point where it crushes you. Maybe it wouldn't get to the point where you're carrying it so long and the load weighs so much that you don't see any other way out. Why didn't you say something sooner? When your God has medicines of all descriptions, when your God says has healing for everything that hurts you, when your God says, I'll answer you as soon as I hear you, not as soon as you hurt, but as soon as you pray about it. You can hurt a long time and not get help, because hurting does not attract help. Faith does. Prayer does. Praise does. Yeah. When you are prayerless, you are paralyzed. A lot of the paralysis in our lives, oh, I don't know what to do. Oh, I don't know how to handle it. Oh, I can't go forward. It's because prayerlessness leads to paralysis. Keeps you focused on what you're walking into. How many are walking into a season right now that you just don't see any way it's going to turn out okay? And it may be 5 or maybe 500 or maybe 50,000, but raise your hand right now. I'm walking into something. Okay, that isn't enough. Let me try another way in. How many of y'all are going back to school this week? Okay, stand up. Look at me. God's got your back. Look at me, look at me, look at me. Stand up straight. God's got your back. God's got your back. Everybody say it out loud. God's got my back. I need you to go back to school knowing that God is behind you. Y'all want to sit down? Stand up one more second. Stand up one more second. Stand up one more second. You can't afford to go back to school alone. You're not ready to go back to school just because you got new shoes for it. We all get new shoes to go back to school. I got my Reebok pumps, but my Reebok pumps weren't enough. If God doesn't have my back, I can't make it through the temptation. If God doesn't have my back, but if God be for me, who can be against me? Come on, slap yourself on the chest. Say, God's got my back. And I'm telling you, sit down now. I'm telling you, you can call on God. Now, don't call on God when you didn't study for the test and ask him to help you pass it. Lord, don't really work like that. You got to pray for God when you feel like playing video games instead of studying and involve him at that point. If you involve him sooner, maybe you won't get to the test sweating and having to wonder if I'm going to make it. If you will come to God sooner.
Hey, thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss a single video or live stream. And share this video with a friend. And don't forget, you can join me live every Sunday. Thanks again for watching.